At what age did you realize that your kids no longer found you cool? Did they make a comment? They snub you when you dropped them off at school? Will Ferrell tells news.com that his kids no longer think he's funny. My boys don't find me funny anymore. They find everyone else funny but me. So I don't try anymore, he says. As for who is funny in his family, he says, well, the middle boy's the entertainer. His one move is to just pull his pants down. So I don't know if he got that from me. It's probably part of his genetics, he says. The exact moment when you realize that your kids no longer found you cool. We talked about it this morning. It's like 12, 13, something like that. My parents always drug me down to Gatlinburg, Tennessee in Pigeon Forge, which is like right, like the entry point to the Smoky Mountains.
Okay.
And it's basically a big tourist trap. And I remember the summer of me getting ready to turn 13, because I was 12, getting ready to turn 13 in October. My parents drug me to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and it was the most miserable trip, not only for me, but I made it miserable for them, too.
Of course.
That's how it goes.
We're going to be miserable as company.
Yeah, if you're going to be miserable, you're going to be miserable with me. That's how it goes. Parents, what is it? What was the exact moment you realized your kids no longer found you cool?
How did you not love Pigeon Forge, Tennessee?
Oh, are you kidding me? It's like a tourist. And we went there every year from like 8 years old to like 12 years old.
Did you go to Flyaway?
I don't know what Flyaway is.
Were you put on the big parachute suit and get in the wind tunnel?
Yeah, we did that. We did that like...
Wasn't it great? It was
fun. We went to Dixie Stampede over and over and over. You can only... Dixie Stampede is like medieval times, but Dolly Parton's version.
Oh, goodness.
You can only get so much Dixie Stampede, I'm just saying.
Okay, that's true. Oh. And the go-karts and the generic stuff. But Flyaway was great.
Exactly. No, one more trip to Dollywood. It'll be fun. No, thank you.
Well, you guys are doing a great job this morning.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Yeah, what point did you realize that you were no longer cool to your kids? Yes, mine happened in Gatlinburg. Karen, you have a story about your 13-year-old?
I have, recently, actually. I have a daughter who's 13.
Okay.
And we were at the mall, and there was a gal who walked by, and she had on, like, the tall boots and the jeans with the rhinestones on the butt and everything.
Yeah.
And she goes, she is too old to wear that.
Oh, goodness.
And I was like, she's probably my age. And my daughter goes, yeah, I know.
Oh.
I'm like, so you're saying I'm old, right? I'm like, well, no. And then she tried to really backpedal, and it didn't work out.
Yeah,
so well.
Insert foot into mouth. Yeah, for sure. Poor mom. 328-9600 if you got one. Dirt and Gossip from Hollywood. We'll do it right after Anna Kendrick's Cups on Q. I got my ticket for the long